Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the DDP. Grace and peace to you today on your journey. I hope that you are blessed and that you are growing in your relationship with the Lord Jesus, particularly in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're approaching the end of Peter's sermon in the 3rd chapter of the book of Acts. He's been preaching in Solomon's portico for most of the chapter after having healed the man who was lame at the Gate Beautiful. We are in verse 22. For Moses truly said to the fathers, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people." And that is from the 18th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. So Peter, quoting Moses' prophecy that God was going to raise up a prophet among the people, and of course Peter is making the connection that that prophet was Jesus. We could assume that this is the first person to make this connection, unless Peter received this from the lips of Jesus. But up until this time, no one has bothered to write down or perhaps even say out loud, "Hey, we think that the prophet prophesied of by Moses was this one Jesus." And 23 gives a prophecy that was going to come to pass very quickly. Every soul that would not hear the prophet will be utterly destroyed from among the people. And this, Peter is saying, as a result of one of the last conversations Jesus had with his disciples, in which he told them that that generation would not pass away until all of those things be fulfilled, that the husbandman was going to come back to the vine dressers and exact vengeance upon them because of their treatment of his son. Jesus said that not one stone of their temple would be left unturned, that their house was left to them desolate. And so those who refused to hear Jesus in his earthly ministry, remember, let's keep it in context, these are the same people that Peter is preaching to, the same crowd that killed Jesus at Calvary. Peter accuses them of that blatantly in verse 15, and now he's saying you're going to be destroyed from among the people, and among the people is from among Israel. That's where the justice of God is going to fall, and did fall in what Jesus would call the days of vengeance. Verse 24, "Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days." The Greek word there would be proclaimed. They weren't guessing, they were proclaiming that which they saw. "You are sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, with our fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.'" I'm going to stop here for today because I don't have much time. And when we pick it up tomorrow, I want to show you that Peter does something right here in the early, early stages of New Covenant understanding that will never really be expounded upon until the Apostle Paul. Peter's on the right track. Paul will take it to the next step. But I want you to dwell on this today going into tomorrow. Peter's statement of Acts 3:25, "You are sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed.'" What would Paul do with that? We'll explore that tomorrow. Until then, grace to you. We'll see you then. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.